Hey there, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. And in this edition, as promised, I'm going to go over all things standing pedaling. And the reason I wanted to put this podcast together is because I've been getting a lot of questions lately, and a lot of them are really similar about standing pedaling, because that's one of those things that I talk about a lot on my blog and in my videos is working on your ability to stand up and pedal, and how standing pedaling is a different skill set and requires a different type of fitness than seated pedaling. But when you stand up, it's an advantageous position for us to be in as mountain bikers for several reasons. But unfortunately, it is also the victim of one of the worst myths in mountain biking, which is that it is something that you want to avoid at all costs. That basically you want to sit down and pedal as much as possible and only stand up when you have to. And the reasons given for this are, you know, there's several of them. Probably the most popular one is that you're going to get tired. You know, you're going to tire out more quickly if you stand up. And so you want to sit down and conserve your energy, because standing up is just, it's really hard, and you're going to end up burning yourself out. The other one that's really popular, and the two kind of go hand in hand, is that when you're sitting down, especially when you're climbing, that one, not only is it easier, that two, you're able to better weight your rear tire and gain traction, and that it's almost required to sit down on steep climbs, steep loose climbs, because you can't weight the rear end unless you're sitting down and have your butt in contact with the seat. And so, you know, there may be other, you know, some riders have just gotten so used to it that they feel that they need the seat to be there in order to, know where they're at in relation to the bike. They feel like if they don't have their seat between their legs, that they need that contact point basically to maneuver on their bike. And so basically people get shackled to their seat and they rarely ever stand up. And when they do, they only do it as much as they have to in order to sit back down, which is extremely unfortunate, because that really holds back a rider. If you look at standing pedaling as some secondary thing to only go to in an emergency instead of your go-to position on the bike, then you are definitely holding yourself back as a rider. Because when you stand up, in my opinion, that's when all the fun starts happening. You know, you're able to pedal with more power, you're able to better maneuver your bike, you're able to get in a better, more balanced body position. All the things that make mountain biking fun really kind of come alive when you stand up and you separate your butt from the seat and work on your standing up skills, and specifically your standing pedaling. So couple things that I wanted to talk about is, one is the knees. And this is another really common myth that riders are told, is that that standing up and pedaling is harder on your knees than sitting down and pedaling, which is absolutely false. That is not true at all. Bad standing pedaling, which I'll explain here in a second, can be hard on the body, period. But pedaling itself is not easy on the body, and especially seated pedaling, which is evident by how many riders suffer from knee issues. And people think that it's bike fit, or it's a game of millimeters basically of where their seat height has to be in order to have their knees in the perfect position. And the problem is that when you're sitting down, that your legs don't have to support your body weight at any point, because you're able to basically sit on the seat and let the seat support your body weight. So what happens is when your legs are at full extension, or as close to full extension as they can come when you're sitting down and pedaling, the legs, the hamstrings and quads, all the muscles around the knee don't have to co-contract in order to stabilize the knee. And then you finish the pedal stroke off by using the hips to push the foot back and through. And that's one of the things that I've talked about kind of surrounding the clipless pedal myth of wanting to spin circles. The fact that you don't need to pull through the top, you need to push hard through the bottom, and then use your hip to use your hamstring and glutes to pull the leg through the bottom, not be trying to curl with your hamstring and pull up with the hip flexors. Because when you do that, your knee is less stable. That's not how the knee was designed to create locomotion and movement. You need that co-contraction to stabilize the knee and finish the leg locomotion, whether you're running or walking or pedaling your bike. Needs to be finished off with the hips, the muscles, the glutes and hamstrings, not with the knee joint itself. And so seated pedaling doesn't force the knees to co-contract. And so the knees are actually in a less stable position at that bottom of the pedal stroke when you're seated than when you're standing up. When you're standing up, your leg goes to actually full extension. So for one, you're not having to play this game of millimeters with your seat post because your knee will automatically go to full extension when you stand up. And not only that, when you are at full extension, you're having to support your weight with your leg. And so your knee will stabilize itself more effectively. You'll get that co-contraction and that stabilization of the knee joint. And so it can actually be easier on the knees once you are doing it correctly. And so the other thing that I wanted to talk about was the need to stand up in order to execute your skills properly. And again, you have to be able to separate yourself from the bike. As long as that seat is in contact with your butt or your legs or something, it is going to interfere with your ability to maneuver around the cockpit. Mountain biking is more like surfing or skateboarding, or you know, where you are the more powerful thing in the equation there. You know, when you're riding a motorcycle, the motorcycle is a more powerful thing. You drive a motorcycle. You want to ride your bike. You know, you want to be the pilot of, you know, you're not just piloting the bike. You know, the bike is actually moving in response to you. And so that gets people get a little confused with that, because we look at motorcycle riding for some inspiration for skills and stuff. And when you're on a motorcycle, you do need to keep that contact, that butt contact with the seat, because it does help you keep control of that several hundred pound, you know, powerful machine underneath you. And so, but that's not what's happening on the bike. You have to be able to separate yourself from the bike in order for you to maneuver yourself and let the bike respond to what you're doing instead of the other way around. And so so being able to get that seat out of the way and stand up is really going to help increase your ability to corner, get in good body position. It's also going to allow the bike to move underneath you more effectively. So when you are, especially for standing climbing, like I don't know how people sit down and climb technical stuff. Like I have to be able to let the bike move underneath me rather than just have my butt in contact with the seat, and then every single rock that you're hitting is also projecting into your body. You know, being able to let the energy from the rocks just kind of go into the bike, let the bike move underneath you, it doesn't really disturb your balance and where you're at, and then, you know, the bike comes back under control, and then you know, keep going. So that idea of being able to separate yourself from the bike is really going to help with your skills. And so the next thing that I want to talk about, and these two things kind of segue into each other, is, you know, what is good standing pedaling position and how do you use it? Because, you know, again, hopefully you're starting to see that there are definitely some advantages to standing up to pedal. And so again, one of the common myths is that you're going to burn yourself out. It's hard. When the reality is that it's not, you know, seated pedaling isn't better. It is a little easier, but you can train yourself to make standing pedaling your strength. And so when you have someone who doesn't have good core strength, they don't have good hip drive, they don't understand how to change their body position, which I'll explain here in a second, in order to get into a better standing pedaling position, then it's always going to be hard. And so you're going to perceive that as hard when it's not necessarily hard. It's just that you need to learn how to do it better. You need to get stronger, and then it can be your go-to position, and you can use it repeatedly over the course of a ride. So what makes for good standing pedaling position? There's a couple things that you want to look for when you stand up to pedal. And the first thing is your hip position. When you're seated, when you're sitting down on your seat, your hips are behind your bottom bracket, roughly your bike center of gravity. And so you're going to be pushing forward into the pedals. when you stand up, you can't continue to just have your butt hover over the seat. You have to push your hips forward towards your stem, which is going to get your spine straight. It's going to get your chest a little more upright. And it's more importantly going to get your hips, your center of gravity, either directly over or preferably a little in front of your bike center of gravity, so that now when you pedal, you're driving down and back instead of pushing forward, which is a way more effective way to pedal. So now when you change your posture that way, when you basically stand up, you want to feel like you're sprinting. In fact, this is how I reset people's pedal strokes when I work with them, is I will have them get off the bike and I will have them sprint. Do a few sprints, just short sprints, but just enough to get the idea. Remember, when you sprint, you're basically falling forward, and if you don't get your leg, if you don't cycle your leg in front of you, you would fall on your face. A good runner is not standing upright and pulling themselves forward. They are leaning forward and driving themselves forward, and again, like, it's their legs cycling underneath them that's keeping them from falling flat on their face. So you're basically falling forward. And the same idea is what you want to apply to standing pedaling on your bike. You want to be falling forward and the bike is chasing after you. So you've got to get a little bit in front of your bike center of gravity in order to accomplish that. So when you do that, like I said, it's going to change your posture. It's going to allow you to support your weight better as well. You're going to be able to support your weight on your hands and the handlebars. You're also going to be able to use the handlebars more effectively to crank with your pedal strokes, so you're able to get more of your body into the pedal stroke. Again, when you're seated, you can't use your upper body to aid with the pedal stroke. You know, the upper body basically locks down. When you stand up, you can start, you know, using the handlebars and pulling on them in order to actually give power and add to the pedal stroke. So again, that's why standing up will actually produce more power than just sitting down. Now, you can sustain that power for longer when you're seated, but you're going to actually produce more power when you stand up. So again, the idea is being able to use that when you need it, rather than just saying, well, if I can't sustain it forever, I'm not going to use it at all. So, and again, once you get in that, you know, you stand up in that better posture, again, that thing I was talking about with the knees, with the co-contraction, the stabilization of the knees is going to happen. So it basically changes your posture. If you look at someone who's in a good standing pedaling posture, they look way more natural. It looks like a way more natural human posture than what you see when someone's sitting down in the seat. And so, I mean, that's the other thing, is like, seated pedaling is not good for the body. I mean, when you look at it from just the position that you're in, and where you're, you know, how you're applying tension and locking certain areas into that posture, it's not healthy on the body long term. So standing up will get you in a way more natural, more healthy posture. And so again, just from like an overuse injury standpoint, you can actually make up, you know, or avoid a lot of overuse injuries simply by standing up more and getting your body into a more natural posture and applying power from that more natural posture. So one of the things, though, that really kind of makes seated pedaling tough is the standard clipless pedal setup. And the reason for this is that the clipless pedals usually sit you on the balls of your feet. Now imagine going into the gym and trying to do a squat or a deadlift balanced on the balls of your feet. It you wouldn't do it. You know, that's not how we coach to do exercises. And one of the reasons is because you're balanced on your foot. You're less stable, you know? And so it's the same thing is happening. We're not running or jumping on the bike. I've talked about this several times, and it was originally in a podcast I did with Greg Choda, a bike fit expert out of Las Vegas, where he pointed out how pedaling a bike is more like doing a squat or a deadlift than running or jumping, that you're not actually projecting your center of gravity forward like when you run or jump when you want to push through the ball of your foot. You're actually driving and projecting force into the pedal, which is what's more similar to a squat or a deadlift or something like that. And in those cases, you want to be applying force with a more midfoot position. And so the same thing on the bike, you need to have a more midfoot position. The axle of the pedal has to be set behind, or the ball of your foot needs to be in front of the axle of your pedal, not on top of the axle of your pedal. And once you change your foot position and you get the ball of your foot in front of the axle, it will allow you to balance yourself better. And so now when you stand up, you're not balanced on your toes and putting everything into your quads and the muscles on the front side of the body. Now you're able to get balance and actually kind of drop your heels a little bit, which will allow you to get more into the hips and make sure you're using all of the muscles in the body in order to support and power your standing pedal stroke. So you got to get off your toes. Period. I mean, it's not the best place for a pedal stroke, period, but it will make it really, really, really tough over the long run or when you're trying to incorporate standing pedaling, because you're just going to feel unbalanced and you're going to feel unstable. And again, you're going to misinterpret that is thinking that standing pedaling is the problem rather than understanding that your clipless pedal setup is the problem. So again, this is one of the reasons why flats are so great, because they naturally put your foot in that more balanced position. It will make it easier to transition and incorporate standing pedaling into your riding. And again, once you stand up, then a lot of those clipless pedal advantages are gone as well. So it don't need them as much. But even if you are running clipless pedals, look at where your cleat position is. You need to move it back if you're looking to incorporate standing pedaling more into your routine. Otherwise, you're always going to feel unbalanced and feel like you're using your quads too much. So last couple things that I wanted to talk about, I guess the last kind of performance thing before I get into how to use this stuff properly over the course of a ride, is the standing myth or the climbing myth. And the idea that when you stand up to climb, you're going to lose all of your traction and weight on your rear end, and you're just going to spin out and not be able to get up. And again, not true. What's happening is people are mistaking their, when they sit in the seat, what's really happening is it's not the weight that they're putting into the seat. It's the fact that they have their center of gravity, which is their butt, back over the wheel. And so it's the weighting of the wheel with your center of gravity being pushed back. It's a weight distribution thing more than I need to weight through my seat. And so again, you can definitely, get heavy and push down into your seat some, and that can help. But most of what you're feeling when you sit down to climb is the fact that your weight is back, your center of gravity is back, and that is what is weighting your rear tire, not the fact that you're sitting in the seat specifically. And so you can achieve that same thing standing. You can stand up and you can hinge your hips and shift them back and achieve the same thing without having to sit down in the seat to do it. Now, is it, hard? Yeah, it's hard. I mean, you definitely got to use more core tension, more hip strength to do that. But there's definitely some advantages to standing up. I mean, in all honesty, when you sit down and you're climbing, especially the steeper and the more you're trying to like use the seat to weight the rear end, the harder it is to keep that front end from wandering around. I mean, everyone's had that happen, like climbs that you didn't spin out, you just wandered off the front of the trail or off the side of the trail because you couldn't keep the front end weighted down. And so again, that's one of these things that doesn't really get talked about when people are like, oh, you got to sit down to climb. And it's like, man, there's advantages and disadvantages to both. When I sit down to climb, it may be easier to weight my rear end, but it's harder to keep my front end weighted so that I can steer and not have to worry about it popping around and wandering off on me. When I stand up, I'm over that front end. That front end is glued. It is not going anywhere. I've got control of it. It's not popping around. It is definitely a little harder for me to shift my hips back and weight the rear end. But again, I'm not going to not be able to control my front end. So again, there's a trade-off for each position. And in my experience, I find that I'm able to get my weight back and really weight and push down into my rear tire very effectively standing up while maintaining control over my front end way more consistently than I can, sit down and keep control of my front end. And again, maybe it's just a practice thing, but personally, I find sitting down and trying to climb, especially when you're like really putting down tension, is just, it's such a bad position. It's such an unnatural position. It's such a quad dominant position. It just does not work well with the way that your body is designed to work. And so, as you find yourself getting more functionally fit and more balanced and your body just working better as a human, you're going to actually find standing pedaling to just feel better. And find like sitting down and having to pedal and lay down a lot of tension just does not feel right. It doesn't feel good because it's not the best position for you to be putting yourself in to lay tension on top of. So anyways, so I know I need to do a video to demonstrate what I just explained. So I know I will make every effort in the world to get out in the next couple weeks and do that. But in the meantime, though, just know that you can certainly climb very effectively with standing pedaling. And so last but not least, how do we use this stuff over the course of a ride? Now, the biggest thing I guess I got to get across is when I say that you should be able to stand up and pedal over the majority of a 1 to 2 hour ride, I am definitely not talking about just standing up the entire time. What I'm talking about is when you go into high tension mode, and this, you know, is going to differ for everybody, but basically when you get to where you're having to really kind of lay down, you know, lock down some core tension and you know, put a little more tension in the pedals and pedal hard, you want to stand up. And you want to do that again because it's going to be a more efficient way for you to produce that tension, and it's going to place way less wear and tear on your body because you're in a more natural posture and position when you're producing that tension. And so you want to sit down basically to allow yourself to recover. So any low tension efforts where you're just kind of sitting and spinning in between the fun stuff, sit down. No one's saying like you need to stand up for the entire 2 hours. So, you know, this will vary from ride to ride, and obviously the harder the ride is, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man, after the end of like a, you know, 2+ hour really hard ride, it's definitely a lot harder to stand up. I'm not standing up as much as I am on the climbs as I am, you know, in the beginning of it. So, you know, things do definitely start to wear down, and that's when you start just kind of relying on seated pedaling so much because it's easier. But the point is that once you train yourself, once you've kind of learned how to position your feet, you've learned how to kind of position your body better, you know, you've done your training, you've done your strength training, so you've built the core strength and the leg strength and the single leg strength that you need in order to be able to stand up and just not be, you know, just weak sauce when you're in that position, then, you know, it will definitely change how you look at standing pedaling and how you can use it. So you want to have it as your go-to. You know, anytime you got a tough climb, a descent, you need to stand up and sprint. You know, it needs to be your go-to position on the trail. There's just so many advantages for us. You know, easier to execute skills, easier on the knees. You know, just like I said, in my opinion, I think that's where the fun comes in. So, kind of on a side note, I mean, my advice to riders, I've taken a few out first time they've gone, you know, had a adjustable seat post, and I tell them, use this to make the ride more fun, not easier. You know, so get the seat out of the way more often. Don't, you know, raise your seat more. It's not a matter of getting the seat up, you know, so that you can sit down every chance you get. It's more of a matter of having more opportunities to get the seat out of the way so that you can stand up and better execute your skills and have more fun on the bike. So that's about it. I mean, I know there's probably, you know, for every one question I try to answer in this podcast, you know, someone's probably got three more, and that's great. You know, hit me up. You know, you got this podcast. You can post a comment here. You can hit me up at james@bikejames.com. You can check me out on Facebook at, you know, Facebook/MTB Strength Training Systems. And, you know, just let me know. I mean, this is, like I said, I don't mind answering questions on this because it's something I feel very passionately about, that more riders are being held back by this myth than just about anything else. I mean, including the whole clipless pedal myth. But I think these two things kind of go hand in hand because, you know, clipless pedals lend themselves better to that seated high RPM spinning. You know, like I mentioned, the typical clipless pedal setup makes you balance on the balls of your feet, so it makes it tougher to stand up. So, you know, these two things are definitely related, but I even see riders that are on flats that still don't appreciate and understand what standing pedaling should be and can be for them. And so, again, just really encourage you to, you know, rethink you know, your viewpoint on it, and you know, hopefully you got some tips on how to, you know, try to incorporate this. I mean, I just, you know, go out and ride. I mean, you know, the other thing too is just, you know, just forget trying to go out on 4 hour rides when you're trying to incorporate something new. I mean, just go out for a 45-minute, 1 hour ride and just try to stand up as much as you can. I mean, it, you know, that's the other thing, is you can't try to just jump into the deep waters with new stuff. You've got to be able to go out on shorter, you know, easier rides to allow yourself to incorporate stuff like this in. So if every ride you go on is you know, has to be a challenge, then you're going to have a really tough time ever really improving and integrating new stuff into your riding, because you're just simply not going to have the chance. You're always going to be right on that edge of trying to prove yourself. I mean, if every ride's a, you know, you're going for the king of the mountain on Strava, then, you know, again, you're going to get stuck in a rut. So you need to be able to go out and not worry about that stuff as well. But anyway, it's kind of a little side rant there. So I'm going to wrap it up. That does it for this session or edition of the MTB Strength Coach podcast. Again, you can check me out on the web at bikejames.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And, you know, while you're there, go ahead and leave a little review if you don't mind. I definitely like to see what people's feedback is on this. And again, you got any more questions on standing pedaling, hit me up. Like I said, you can find me at Bike James. You can find me at bikejames.com, you know, Facebook/MTB Strength Training Systems, bunch of places to find me and let me know. And I'll see what I can do to help. So once again, hope you enjoy this podcast and you're having a great weekend. And I will talk to you next time.